Now we'd like to do a song that's... one that we know that all of you are familiar with. It's one of those legendary ballads that's been one of my personal favorites for many, many years.
It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking, you know. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking, you know. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking, you know. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking, you know. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. It's all it's wishful thinking, you know.
I used to know this girl as fly as Saturdays, and every time she smiled my way like honey to me, I would hold my heart as well as my hopes back for fear of how she would have reacted if I was to express how I was attracted to her spectacular bosoms and vacular amenities. And every time I would see her ever so beautiful, she's gone, leaving me gasping while asking, I wonder if I'll ever have another chance, wonder if I'll have another dance at changing my circumstance to romance from wishful thinking. It was a day like this when we met in 1993. She came up to me whispering something like sunshine while I was in line at a festival, which can compare to the festivities of a beauty. I moved our conversation from name into hobby, hobby into visions, visions to envisioning the two of us meeting up again. And she would just pick the time and place, the way our eyes embraced, sublime troubles, bits and bass, and the ideal song. I looked into her face and saw my future with us in perfect placement. Our worries were kept in the basement, either that or the attic. There would be no static in our living room. My mind mapped out the loops, art catalogs to come with no index, appendix, or bibliography. Just a table of contents for us to guess at, choose a chapter, and hopefully it works for you. We agreed that our time shared was pleasurable and that we should rendezvous. I attached the idea of exchanging numbers so again I could see her. She smiled, sunbeamed, so warm I was blinded by her glare. Meanwhile, mesmerized by the magnificent manner she seemed to bear. Then said she would be back at the festival tomorrow and to meet right here.
Like, right here in this particular spot.
I used to know this girl as fly as Saturdays, and every time she smiled my way like honey to me, I would hold my heart as well as my hopes back for fear of how she would have reacted if I was to express how I was attracted to her spectacular bosoms and vacular amenities. And every time I would see her, then she's gone, leaving me gasping while asking, I wonder if I'll ever have another chance, wonder if I'll have another dance at changing my circumstance to romance from wishful thinking. Now I had expected a no-show, kept on checking the time on my wristwatch, then felt the elbow next to me from the back when I turned around and she was top-notch, smelling like butterscotch. When trying to speak, I was too shocked, all blocked up in my voice box. I just stood there and smiled. She took my hand, maneuvered me through the crowd. I hung on like a child, that's a security blanket for dear life. We rounded a bend when she took me into her booth. She was a vendor, visual artist, a poet who loved to work with the youth. Said what attracted her to me was my aura, seemed to bear truthfulness in a world full of filthiness and hearts swallowed up until emptiness. Not, and again, not in the exact words, but I said the same. Evening quickly arrived and I had to go. It was the last day of the festival. Smiling, she said she was glad I came. A pen was pulled, I supplied the paper, numbers were exchanged. We both stood up and showed love through a form of a hug and went our separate ways. I remember them vividly in my memory, those yesterdays. I used to know this girl as fly as Saturdays, and every time she smiled my way like honey to me, I would hold my heart as well as my hopes back for fear of how she would have reacted if I was to express how I was attracted to her spectacular bosoms and vacular amenities. And every time I would see her ever so beautiful figure walking the earth, it would just confuse me, making me woozy. But I kept my up another dance at changing my circumstance to romance from wishful thinking. She held delightful conversations over the phone with a mouthful of words that when were said made you feel like you were worth something more than just flesh and bone. Taking up space and time, our discussions raced the mind, forever building, healing, exchanging ideas, drilling to the core of what we were here for. How to communicate with ancestors and why we as a people deserve more. From equal rights, revolutionary fights, to spiritual insight. She even shot over to the house and gave me a cooking lesson one night. It was nothing fancy, rice and beans seasoned with a side order of plantains. The table was lit with candles, we sat juxtaposed and stared out the windows to gaze at the stars. I said, let's make a wish on that reddish one. She was like, fool, that's the game suck. In her eyes, I was tucked away and forgotten. And all my plotting to win this girl, too small to be measured. And so now all I have to treasure is my wishful thinking. I used to know this girl as fly as Saturdays, and every time she smiled my way like honey to me, I would hold my heart as well as my hopes back for fear of how she would have reacted if I was to express how I was attracted to her spectacular bosoms and vacular amenities. And every time I would see her ever so beautiful figure walking the earth, it would just confuse me, making me woozy. But I kept my mouth shut. I figured putting myself in such a position of vulnerability would just give her the power to either lose me or abuse me.
I stood skylarking, I would ponder on what it